This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Belanger. The annual conference of the International Labour Organization is taking place virtually with representatives of governments, employers, and workers. The ILO is the United Nations specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. The conference, which is being held online for the first time, is known as the International Labour Conference, the ILC. One of the labor organizations which reported to the conference was the Building and Woodworkers International. BWI's General Secretary Ambit Yusun used his address to highlight the human rights abuses in Myanmar, the Philippines, and Belarus.
It is my great honor to address the 109th International Labor Conference. For over a century, the ILO has pursued its mission of social justice and the protection of workers' rights. Its values, standards, and supervisory machinery have made it the moral compass of our global community. Myanmar, the Philippines, and Belarus have lost their bearings. Workers are fighting for universal rights against great odds. They need and merit our solidarity. The social progress made in Myanmar was wiped out overnight when the despotic military regime stole the country from its people. Trade unionists continue to be terrorized and brutalized, but they valiantly resist. Myanmar's despots seek to rob workers of their human dignity and transform them into powerless victims. Myanmar's military junta fosters fear and attacks and intimidation and intimidates its citizens. It uses the same bullying tactics abroad. The time has come to stop treating these thugs and outlaws as if they were legitimate. They should never be given recognition at this conference or at any other international meeting where they dare to show their faces. At the 2019 ILC, we mourn trade union organizer Dennis Sikenya in the Philippines. At least 6 trade union leaders have been slaughtered recently. Red tagging has exploded. Violations of workers' rights are routine. The Filipino government plays the leading role in violence, threats, and the spread of hatred and division. Shocking and outrageous conduct has become standard operating procedure. The government of Belarus has ignored the recommendation of the ILO Commission of Inquiry for many years. ILO and other human rights standards have been treated with contempt. What is worse is the refusal to accept the will of the people. Rather than being able to engage in dialogue, protesters leave the street for prison or exile. It has left nothing for the lonely ruler of Belarus but holding onto power at any price. Do we still wish to enable workers and all people to live their lives in freedom and dignity? Will rogue governments continue to hijack their people and the standards of the global community with few or no consequences? The answer to that question will help to predict our collective future.
More information about the BWI can be found on the union's website at bwint.org. The ILO's online conference can be followed at ilo.org. The conference continues its first stage until June 19th, 2021.